to finally speak of their experiences after so long. And here's where their mental state has something in common with others who have undergone intense group trauma. Their desire to speak is part of what Lifton calls their survivor mission.
Their survivor mission is to create some kind of edifying narrative about that experience that has meaning for the world and then gives them some satisfaction and healing in carrying it through.
You can witness that need to tell the story at Hiroshima's Atomic Bomb Museum. Here, a survivor is telling a group of elementary school children about what happened to her on August 6, 1945. After the presentation, the children offer their respect. It's far from clear how much impact these storytelling sessions have. For one thing, fewer and fewer schools send children on field trips to Hiroshima. Tokyo Disneyland is a much bigger draw. Also, the kids aren't always receptive. That was the case with Aya Kanu, a 24-year-old Hiroshima native who writes for the city's main newspaper. When she was young, Kanu went on lots of school trips and heard from many A-bomb witnesses.
Boring. Yeah, really boring. I didn't listen, so I can't remember.
But Kanu's take on the atomic bomb changed last summer when her editor at the paper sent her on assignment to an island in Hiroshima Bay.
I went to Ninoshima, where a lot of people who were damaged by atomic bomb were buried. And I saw a lot of human bones. And I thought people who were buried were saying to me, please look at me and please remember me.
It was only then that Kanu's status as a third-generation survivor became important to her. Her grandfather had died in the bombing, but her grandmother was still alive. Kanu peppered her grandmother with questions. She also submitted her grandfather's photo to Hiroshima's Memorial Hall. That was perhaps Kanu's own survivor mission, her own way of reclaiming the A-bomb story. Kazuhiko Miyoshi is a teacher in Hiroshima who specializes in A-bomb education. He believes there's a crisis in teaching and learning about hibakusha. The number of survivors is decreasing, Miyoshi says, so we have to figure out a new way to pass down the experience of living through an atomic bomb attack. But he fears that the Hiroshima of 1945 is simply too remote for most Japanese children and adults. Miyoshi is part of a movement that advocates a nuclear-free world. Classroom testimony from hibakusha is often Exhibit A in making that argument. Survivors have even occasionally been used to illustrate an opposing argument favored by some Japanese nationalists that the United States dropped the bomb for racial reasons. Researcher Akiko Naono says both approaches exploit survivors.
I think it's really, really important that we try to listen to hibakusha